The Lord be with you.
With you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Lucky. Welcome to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary for in-person worship. A special welcome to those also tuning in for our online service as well. You're a part of us. We're glad that you've chosen to worship with us as well. We know that we have members actually that emailed in this morning. Rick and Kathy did and said, boy, the snow's coming over the pass. We're going to tune in online today and worship with you there. So hello, Rick and Kathy Durling. When I was growing up, when I took a test for school, my parents would oftentimes ask, how did the test go? And I'd say, it didn't go so well. And the very next thing that my parents would say would be this, did you prepare for the test? And I had no response oftentimes to that question. You know, as we enter into the Advent season, we're taking one step further this morning. As you can see, we've lit the second candle here on the Advent wreath. What we're doing here is we're preparing ourselves for Christmas. So when Christmas Day comes and someone says, how did your Christmas go this year? We can say, well, yeah, it went really well. We prepared for it. We anticipated and we expected the gift of Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem. So that's one of the purposes of our Sunday morning Advent services leading up to Christmas is preparing our hearts, making room for Jesus to come. Just a couple announcements before we begin our worship service. The first is that we are continuing our midweek Advent services here at Peace. This last Wednesday, we just had a beautiful service here. The order of worship was Holden evening prayer, and had a good group of people here. We're going to continue that journey this Wednesday at 5 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Everyone's open. Everyone's welcome to come and attend and sing and prepare again. Two other notes to share that are pertinent, especially for today. Well, actually, next week's Advent worship. Next Sunday is our children's Christmas program here in the sanctuary. That service begins at 10 a.m. And I would just encourage everyone to be here and settled really a few minutes earlier, because we'll have more people here, more family attending. And we really do want to start right at 10 a.m. Does that sound right, Diane? Right at 10 a.m. because we got some special music that's going to be played. So that's great. And then after our worship today, we have pizza that's being delivered. Figaro's opens at 11. We're right at the door at 11:02. Ellen's going to go pick it up. She's bringing pizza back for everyone that wants some in the fellowship hall. Everyone's invited for pizza. And then the further encouragement is that you stay and help us decorate our tree, just with a Christmas ornament or two. That would be great. Excellent. I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. I think we had a couple other ones. Ellen, do you want to share? Yep.
I have the information on our Christmas family. Last year we sponsored a family and it just went so well, I decided we needed to do it again this year. And so we've been assigned a Christmas family by Love Inc. And mother, father, and two daughters, one 6 and one 2. And so I have a list of, actually the family only requested snow gloves and hats. And that was about it. So we've come up, between Love Inc. and myself, we've come up with, you know, just some ideas of what they might like based on their ages and personalities and stuff. Like the littlest one loves animals and chasing her sister and the dog. That's her favorite things to do. But I'm sure we don't want to give them a whole bunch of, you know, live kittens and puppy dogs. Not what they need. So yeah, stuffed animals is great. But there's just some ideas of what might. And we're going to give them a whole lot more than they ask for. So I appreciate anyone who'd like to help. I'll have lists to hand out to after church. And thank you anyway for participating.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellen, for that opportunity and sharing it here this morning at church. I think that does it for our announcements. We're going to begin with our invocation found on page 4 of our bulletins, also projected up on front. On our wall.